everybody. Connor and Mike here with another 280 Mysteries We'll Never Get Back, where we're going through the catalog of Donald J. Sobel's Encyclopedia. Maybe it's not J. I don't know. Donald Sobel's Encyclopedia Brown series, solving the various insane and weirdly mundane mysteries that Idaville's boy detective had to crack over his 28 books. And I shamefully whiffed on the last one, and I'm going to try to redeem myself with another one that Mike is going to have me guess here.
Huge whiff. That one, yeah, you let down Jane and her dad, who runs the Five and Dime. So tuck that information away.
And I falsely accused the wrong guy.
I mean,
Bugs Meany and the Bank Night Watchman.
He is a sad loner, however. But yeah. Doesn't matter. Now you're going to redeem yourself by solving the case of the foot warmers. It's like, wait a minute. Those things that you snap in half and put at the bottom of your shoes?
Sure.
I don't know. We'll find out.
When you're skiing. Yeah, or just a weird, Quentin Tarantino thing going on. We're finally showing feet in Idaville.
I'm going to, spoiler alert, Sally does not beat the living tar out
of come on.
I know. That seems
like. That's what we're all here for.
Yeah. That's like, Popeye doesn't eat a spinach. I mean, he has to do that. Sally has to beat him up.
Maybe she's doing it off camera. The next case is the case of the battered hobo or something.
Yes.
Like.
All right. This starts off with a name, and I just want to give you the spelling and ask you how you'd pronounce it, because I don't want to seem childish. It is P-U-G-H.
Oh, Pew, my mom's last name.
Pew.
Yes.
Because I would say poo.
Okay, no.
Okay.
She got enough, still got enough, crap from students and stuff over the years of, like, P-U is something you say when something smells bad.
Sure,
but
yeah. Okay.
Sandy Pug, Pew. We got all sorts of this type of thing.
I didn't know your mom's name was Pew.
Yes. Well, I've just revealed the information you need to, if you call into Comcast to access my account and they ask what her thing is. I've outed myself here. Cut this all out.
You should probably change those. Melvin Pugh was always inventing something. When he came into the Brown Detective Agency, he looked as if he had invented a new way to walk. His knees didn't bend and he moved spread-legged as if his feet were stuck to railroad tracks. "Golly, Melvin, have you been horseback riding?" asked Sally. "No, I hate
her
horses."
First guess.
"I hate horses," said Melvin. He snorted into a horn that stuck out of his shirt.
And okay, hang on.
Yeah.
What?
He snorted into a horn that stuck out of his shirt.
Like one of those old-timey, things you used to hear better? What does that mean?
You're going to find out.
Okay.
"And I hate cold weather. Nobody does anything about horses, but I have done something about cold weather." Sideways homage to Mark Twain there, right?
Nobody is it?
Everyone talks about the weather, but nobody does anything about it.
Wow. Well, as a 9-year-old, that's what I was craving in my entertainment. Oblique Twain references.
Side references.
And horns that you snort into.
And blotters from our last episode. Encyclopedia got up enough nerve to ask, "What?" That's what
he had to steel himself to do that, yeah.
All right, I'm going to do this. I'm going to ask him what the horn is all about.
Come on.
I
hope this doesn't go poorly. What?
"I'll show you," said Melvin. "First, I have to take off my clothes."
Nice!
He undid his belt. "Melvin!" shrieked Sally. "I've got a bathing suit on," Melvin assured her.
This one is
we've got
there's
a lot going
things
on here. Yeah,
the AI barred in a lot of disparate elements for Sobel this time around.
He stepped out of his trousers and pulled off his shirt. "Behold," he said, "the Melvin Pugh hot air foot warmer." Encyclopedia and Sally beheld. There's a little Donald Sobel joke there. I thought it was pretty
good. Yeah, that's not bad.
A rubber tube ran down each leg to Melvin's shoes. At the top, the tubes joined and fed into the horn. The horn was kept in place by a strap around Melvin's neck. "You blow into the horn," explained Melvin. "The heat of your breath passes down to your feet where it is needed." "It sure is simple," said Encyclopedia.
It's like a Dr. Seuss contraption, I feel like. One of those, enormous horns that the characters always have in the tubing.
Yeah, exactly. They cloop their kalumpas and slip their slip slomplings. I always thought he cheated so much on that garbage. Anyway. Oh, doctor, indeed. Wearing these.
That's the children's literature we should be skeptical of after reading all these books.
This is solid. Wearing these, I feel like a wishbone, and I can't bend an inch. When you can warm your feet and touch your toes at the same time, you'll make $1 million, said Sally. My warmer is particularly useful in winter on cold floors, frozen ground, and icy sidewalks, said Melvin proudly. You ought to test it in the winter, suggested Encyclopedia. You should give yourself a terrible... You could give yourself a terrible hot foot in the summer heat. Huh, kid?
Wow, nice. The old dugout prank.
Yes.
Prank. You light your teammate's shoe on fire, and that's...
You give him third-degree burns on his shoes.
Got you good.
I just tested it in Archer's toy shop, said Melvin. It worked like a charm. Now, get this. You thought it was weird. Here, it keeps going.
Well, yeah, I'm waiting for the crime. I don't know why he's there.
So this is summer.
Okay.
The toy shop was the coldest place in Idaville during the summer. Mr. Archer, who owned the
shop... It's a walk-in fridge? Wow.
...kept the air conditioner going full blast. A great choice, the toy shop, said Encyclopedia. You looked over the latest model car kits while you tried out the tubes, eh? You guessed it, said Melvin. A person can... Now, I don't know if this is a typo, but it's an internet thing that bugs me. A person can loose his mind doing nothing but...
Really?
Breathing on his feet. I didn't check the actual book, so...
Okay, well, that's a person can lose his mind by breathing on his feet.
Yes.
Is that another Twain homage, or is that
I don't know what the reference there would be.
All right. Well, so it doesn't seem that odd to run your air conditioner at full blast in the middle of the summer, especially if this is in Florida, as we suspect. Like, maybe that's guys that...
It's so cold that, like, he's talking about comparing it to icy sidewalks and sleet and...
Okay, I mean,
the toy shop?
Find out that people buy more model car kits when they're cold, like Letterman keeping his theater cold so people laugh.
When I was a kid, we would go to, we'd walk the frozen food sections when it was hot at the grocery store.
Oh, yeah, going into the walk-in beer cave after a long, hot day is very,
until the owner
exciting.
Would go, get you punks, get out of here, and throw something at you, and we'd leave. Okay, so a person can lose his mind. Give me a hand, will you? You little thief, bellowed Mr. Archer. Encyclopedia helped him take off the foot warmer as Melvin was pulling up his trousers a car drove past. It slowed, backed up, and stopped in front of the Brown Detective Agency. Mr. Archer got out. He shook his... that must be a copying error.
Oh, well.
You little thief, bellowed Mr. Archer was just in the middle of the text.
Okay.
But he does do that, but it's just after he takes his little rig off.
He's still got his pants off. He's removed the warming device,
and a car stops.
Okay.
Mr. Archer gets out, shakes
and
his
says immediately, I probably should not be here. I'll come back later. Whatever you guys are doing here is not something.
Watching Encyclopedia putting his belt back on for him. This is what the agency does. All right. thief, said Melvin. Me? I thought all along you're the one who's been shoplifting in my store, said Mr. Archer. Today you stole two air rifles worth $11.80 apiece.
Wow, Ralphie.
Melvin looked at Encyclopedia pleadingly. I didn't steal anything except cold air, he said. I don't want to report you to the police, said Mr. Archer. Just give me back the rifles and stay away from my store. Gee whiz, Mr. Archer, said Encyclopedia. Why do you think Melvin stole them? 5 minutes after he left my store, I went to get a rifle for Mrs. Bowen. Two were missing, said Mr. Archer. I noticed a red-headed kid looking at the rifles, said Melvin meekly.
I like the toy store is where you go to buy your rifles in this town. That's another nice archaic thing.
Yes. I was doing Mr. Archer. That was, of course, Melvin who said, I noticed a red-headed kid looking at the rifles, said Melvin meekly. Billy Griffith? Said Mr. Archer. Billy is a nice boy. He buys things. But you didn't actually see Melvin steal the rifle, said Sally. No, but that was because of Mrs. Hall's baby, said Mr. Archer.
All right.
You're filing that away?
Yeah, it went down the steps like in The Untouchables. That was what it was.
Slow-mo started. The baby can't walk, but he crawls like a flash. I don't understand at all, said Sally. Mrs. Hall put down the baby to pay for a doll, said Mrs. Archer. The baby crawled away. We found him in the back of the store. Melvin was holding him. You don't think Melvin was trying to steal the baby, howled Sally.
We're past anyone in this town. That's
certainly not, snapped Mr. Archer. I was so glad to find the baby unharmed that I didn't watch Melvin for several minutes. That's when you think he stole the rifle? Asked Encyclopedia. He stole them, said Mr. Archer. When I saw Melvin next, he was going out the door. He walked as if his legs were dipped in concrete. He must have had a rifle hidden in each trouser leg.
Okay.
Sally picked up the hot air foot warmer. He had this in his trousers, she said. It's an invention. It warms the feet. Mr. Archer stared at the foot warmer in disbelief. He scratched his head. If Melvin isn't the thief, who is? He said.
He buys it immediately.
I'm missing two rifles, and I want them back. I'll have them back in an hour, promised Encyclopedia. Why was Encyclopedia so sure?
Oh, my God. All right. So that requires, it is sort of like the Untouchables. You need to think about this. There's a redheaded boy who's a nice boy because he buys things.
He buys things.
That's the hallmark. Capitalism is the definer of nicety.
Keep in mind, it's like 33 degrees in his store.
Oh, right. And is that a misdirection?
He keeps it as cold as he possibly can.
And then there were two women in the store, one of whom came in at the same time as Melvin with her baby, who crawls, can't walk. And then another woman came in after he was gone and wanted to buy a rifle, and that's when he noticed.
Yeah, we've got Mrs. Bowen, who was going to buy two rifles. Okay. No, was going to buy a rifle,
two
but
missing.
That's when he noticed two were missing. Mrs. Hall and her baby, she was going to buy a doll.
Okay.
So, dolls and guns sold in extremely cold temperatures in the summer.
So I'm suspicious. Well, we don't know anything about the boy other than he's nice. But the woman with the baby who cannot walk must have been pushing it in a gigantic bassinet, since this is, the 70s in Idaville, which means it's the 1930s.
You really are going with that Untouchables
I guess so.
Homage to the
homage
to
I don't know.
Battleship Potemkin. That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
The coldness, though, the baby must have been uncomfortable in the cold, so it crawled to Melvin for warmth, which then allowed her to load the things up in it. That seems like the two notable things are the crawling and then the thing. So I suspect it's that woman, but I feel like I'm missing the spark of insanity that's really going to connect the whole thing.
Okay. Are you ready for the solution?
That's where I'll stake my claim, sure.
Okay. You were right when you said insanity, because this
is God!
About as insane as I've ever... Encyclopedia knew Melvin was the thief.
Wow!
The fact that he was holding Mrs. Hall's baby in his arms at the back of the store gave him away. In order to pick up the baby, Melvin had to be able to bend over.
Oh,
so he was not wearing the foot warmer in the store. Remember, the tubes of the foot warmer were hard and stiff as iron, Melvin confessed. He had got the rifles out of the store by sticking one in each trouser leg, as Mr. Archer suspected. After hiding the rifles, he had put on his hot air foot warmer. Then he had gone to the Brown Detective Agency.
Oh, my. To establish an alibi.
Yeah, he was making Encyclopedia be his alibi. He'd hoped to make Encyclopedia believe he had walked out of the store stiffly because he wore the foot warmer. Encyclopedia returned the two rifles.
Holy crap. So that is like, the Bill Cosby, like, a man came in my room and he was jumping on the bed type of thing. You're just... the most absurd thing that you could think of, you do it after the fact to try to make an alibi.
He picked up the baby. But I thought, see, when I read it, I didn't get this one either. Obviously, I didn't get it. I thought that the tubes got stiff because he was in the cold. But I guess he's using actual
Yeah.
Pipes.
I think Sally says if you work this out, you'll be able to make $1 million.
Yeah, if you can bend over and tie your shoes.
Yeah, a little PVC tubing would have solved that immediately. But wow, so he needed to shoplift two rifles at the same time. What the hell does he have planned?
Can you get, how tall was he? Rifles? He's putting it on his pants?
I'm trying to imagine it right now. That's man. So he was... He was holding the baby, and then he got the rifles after that.
Correct.
So, yeah, the that's fact that he unsettling was for the mother, too.
Yeah, no kidding. Huh.
Oh.
A lot of weird stores in this town. The Five and Dime from our
Five and Dimes, freezing cold toy store that sells guns.
Yeah. Guns and baby dolls at the same time.
I'm mostly just concerned we haven't had a stringed instrument go missing in a long time. That seems to be.
It's been too long. Well, oh, wow. Man. Officially 0-2. I mean, in your last two.
I guess that one is one that maybe more people will guess correctly. I don't think anyone's going to guess the last one, but this is I feel like that's oversight on my part. Although bending down to get a baby, I sort of imagined him cradling the baby on the floor. I don't know. Damn it. I'm frustrated.
All right. Well, nice try.
Thank you.
But Sobel has outwitted you again. All right.
It's not hard to do.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.